You are onto the Veracity Podcast. Thank you so much for clicking that link. Thank you so much for listening. You are about to have a very chaotic and amoeboish episode. Are you ready? Let's go on.
From the crew
podcast.
This is where the fun begins.
Can you feel it?
Are the cats cruise forget?
Add us to your favorites.
Add us to your favorites.
Add us to your favorites.
And keep your browser locked.
Keep your browser locked.
One way to reduce your blood pressure: listen to the Veracity Podcast.
You hear that, Jisoo?
Who's down when my G's connect? No disconnect. Are they cat cruise forget?
Welcome back to the Veracity Podcast. In case you don't know my name, please do well to listen to previous episodes, because this gist that I have, it cannot wait. So let us proceed to diving into the gist. By the way, I've been fine, I've been well, and just been having a little bit of work. I've been so engrossed with my work. The editing job has been like back to back. I'm not even complaining, but it can be very stressful. But I'm thanking God. And in case you're listening to this, you want to edit your podcast, you want to edit your voiceovers, you want to do a voiceover job, please give it to me. You want to reach out to me, head over to Twitter, Veracity_B. Head over to Instagram, Veracity_B. That's my personal handle. Send me a DM. I will reply you. Tip for things. Now, the main matter of the day. A lot has been happening on Ambassador's internet, my friend. Hey. So, I was just chilling as usual, and I tried to open my Twitter app. No, sorry, X. Yeah, they have changed the name. I even forgot to give you an update. X, it's not X. It even belongs safe. Eh? Probably you know already. Yeah, in case you don't know, they have changed Twitter name to X. No thanks to Elon Musk. Because most times I've been forgetting to open my Twitter app. I've been looking for Twitter everywhere. I don't know it's X. The confusion is real. I'm not even joking. I decided to open my app and head over to look for some juicy gist and Glasgow to hop on, because the Glasgow will be coming in unsolicitedly. We live for the violence. You know, I saw something trending. 22 was trending. She's Just 22 was trending. Zainab was trending. So many things were trending. I was like, She's Just 22. What's happening? What could be the reason for this? And I randomly saw a tweet on my timeline saying, having a sugar daddy at 22 is really, really wild. Somebody now said, if we'll be capping on this app, what is really going on? If we'll deceive yourself, a 19-year-old will be having a sugar daddy. Not to talk of 22. You didn't want me. So yeah, I decided I'ma find the root of this gist. 22, I decided to put on my FBI lens and dive deeper, my dear. First off, I'm gonna be mentioning the names, because the gist is everywhere. The matter is even on Insta blog Naija, so you should know the matter is already like big everywhere. If they can mention the names, who am I not to mention them? I'm sorry, I'm not sorry, but I have to mention the names, so maybe this Twitter. Having said that, let's go into the main gist. I have said that like a couple of times. I'm sorry. A sexy Zainab girl came on Twitter after drinking a bottle of what I don't know. She tweeted, "This man that I refused to marry decided to send me a wedding video of him and his small wife today at 6 a.m. And she said, "Was I pained? Yes. A little bit, can't lie." She laughed. "But did I regret my decision? No. The lady even looks exactly like me. Same shape, same complexion. Men are funny." Okay. I thought that was all. So the girl came back again to tweet a screenshot of a message somebody dropped in her DM and said, "Wasn't expecting my tweet to go viral, but since a lot of people are curious, below are the reasons I rejected him." She said, number one, he was 30 years older than me. She's crying. Number two, he wanted me to be second wife, which I vowed not to be ever. Number three, he was toxic, won't give details. Okay. Then she went on to number four. She said, he has a lot of money to take care of me, which he was generous about, can't lie. But that's not enough reason for me to marry him. It would be very bad of me to marry him because of money. Because what if the money goes away? And she added, "I was and I'm not ready for marriage." That is about that. She tweeted that and dropped her pen after writing free from the basket of violence. We thought that was all. She went about her daily activities and we all were on ranting, dropping at squabbles. Trust Nigerians now to drop it acid hot. Everyone was out there dropping hot. Like 22, what is wrong with him? He's way older than her. How come, guy? You even trying to woo her with your money. Man can be a lord. Ah, man. He even has a wife. I want a 22-year-old girl. Calm down. Lisa. The two couples that were flying around, my dear, nobody expected it. We all decided to take a chill and rest for a while and face the Tinubu Nigeria situation because that'd be driving us crazy in this country, Nigeria. Suddenly, a guy came up and tweeted something that blew our minds. We were not even ready for his counter tweeting. My friend, hey, his tweet just was a bomb. So this guy, his name is Mayor. He decided to reply to Zainab. His tweet was very, very lengthy. I'm not sure I have that strength to read everything. I'm just going to summarize it as I've read it before. So the first, he said, "Dear Zainab, I hope this message finds you well. I recently came across these statements you made regarding your past interactions, and I feel compelled to address the inaccuracies that have been presented. The intention is not to engage in a public dispute, but rather to provide a fair and accurate representation of the situation. First, you failed to clarify how the man you're referring to sponsored all your luxurious lifestyle, traveling around while dipping hands in the man's pocket and the Lexus car he gave you. Everyone in Lorry knows." So basically, this guy is from Lorry. The guy went on, "You ate his money when you know you're actually 22 and the man is 52, 30 years gap. That did not bother you. All of a sudden, you think he's toxic. All of a sudden, you think the man is way older than you. So when you were sleeping around with him, you think the man is older than you. When your mom was actually the one pressing you to get married to him because of one thing. How about your visitations to Abuja where he resides countless times at 22 and he is 52? Ha ha ha, you are a clown." He said, "When EFCC busted your former apartment, who rented the current house, like the big apartment you're living in right now? Are you kidding? Are you playing? Excuse me." "I believe in the importance of honesty and fairness, and I trust that given the chances, you can reach a resolution that reflects the truth of your past interactions with the innocent man that acted childish in the name of love and your betrayer." My dear, this was the banger. All of us that were on this app, we're not ready for this revelation. Let me call it that. So this babe came out to tell us all that a man who is way older than her, like 30 years apart, is trying to use his money to cajole her, woo her to marry him. But she, being the baby girl that she is, decided to enjoy it while it lasted. You have to chop something. But she left out the part that she was a sugar baby. Like, how can you leave out that important information? I mean, you were enjoying all the luxurious lifestyle he gave you. You were flying around. And she even tweeted that she'd be flying around. This is the fifth country that she was traveling to solo. Like, solo travel. And her parents really support her. And they trust her. Very honest. She's really, really grateful for the kind of parents she has. And the guy was even saying in his response to Zainab, "Mayor guy said that your mother is well aware that this man is the one sponsoring your life. Your background is very, very low, like nothing to write home about. But you will hear rubbish in this mouth for what? Replies and retweets? Hello, girl. If you want to drag somebody, you have to drag yourself as well because you enjoy and lived off this bar. This girl, she's a YouTuber. Let me say she's big. Like, from the couple of investigation I went through, I had to go on to research, you know, to have a proper background information about her before I decided to hop on this recording. I went over to her Instagram and, of course, her YouTube. She had a quite a number of subscribers and she has been traveling and balling all over the world. My goodness, you all are having fun. At 22, that much fun? I'm not even judging you, but that you have eaten his money and you're coming here to drag him that he wants to marry you. One question I would like you to answer is, were you very, very much aware that he was planning to marry you all this while you were eating his money? Or it was why eating the money, like the middle, that he decided to bring up the topic that, "Oh, babe, I want to marry you." And you said, no, I can't. Was this marriage thing on the table from the very get-go? I would like you to answer that thing up. If you clearly knew this was his intention and you still decided to eat his money and eat it very well to the extent of flying first class, traveling to a different country because the man was quote unquote very generous with his money. My girl, you're a thief. Yes, I said it. You are a thief. And a clown, according to Mayor. Because you were very, very much aware of all these terms and conditions and decided to still enjoy it. And now you are coming onto Twitter. Twitter of all places. You didn't decide to go to Instagram. You decided to come to Twitter. They will show you love and light on Instagram. But Twitter, my girl, you are not even ready for the backlash. You are not ready for any of the dragons. Sorry, yo. Now everyone's took cover has changed. You know how everyone went out on the mouth saying why he was doing all of that. Now the mouth has changed. Oh, you were 22, you were eating his money. What did you expect? Now he wants to marry you. So now what if he tells you to come pay back his money? Do you have it? No, girl, do you have money? This particular guy, I mean the mayor guy that busted her. The guy has been blocked. According to TOS, they have it that this particular Zainab girl employed people, I mean her girls as she called them, to report the guy's page. So sad. Anyways, I decided to update you, my dear. But what do you think? This situation, what do you think? I mean, in this is Nigeria, yeah? A lot of sugar baby and sugar daddy thing goes on. It's actually everywhere, not to be even hidden anymore. It can be very, very scary that a girl of 22 is dating someone old enough to be her father. Very shocking, I know. But whose side are you going to take? The man's side or the lady's side? Who are we dragging here? Vibe Nation, no, get back to me. If you are listening on Spotify, please drop me your opinion. I want to hear your points on this particular issue. Zainab has been dragging her former, actually ex-boyfriend and former sugar daddy. Sorry, daddy. And now she's being backlashed by another guy who knows the story quite well and know a little bit about her background. According to Mayor, she did not even at one point or the other show his finger. You know how girls can be chopping life and be eating the man's money? Sometimes they just want to show his legs, his fingers, his feet, his ears and anything. The guy said she did not at one point or the other show anything about him. She was just cruising and enjoying the money and rolling, balling, living the soft girl, baby girl life. Oh my goodness. Okay, pause. I have an update. I was editing this episode later in the night, actually midnight. So I decided to grab my phone and hop onto X, formerly known as Twitter. My dear, what did I see? An update on the current issue that is going on. Information reaching me on Twitter is that this man has collected the cars he bought for the girl. Yes, he actually got her cars. According to that mayor guy, he said the man got her a Lexus car to be using at 22. And right now, with all of this going on, our daddy or her former daddy has collected the cars. My dear, I feel like more updates are going to come here. I don't know how I'm going to do that, but I thought that was going to be the last one. But sorry, I have to bring more violence. Of what use is peace? I decided to hang my boots and go and rest. But Twitter people, they won't stop digging. And who am I not to bring up the gist when it drops? My dear, this one. But it be busting my brain. A lot of receipt has come out. My friend, you guys tweeted recently about the whole saga of a thing. And she said, if you date a man and the man decides to spend on you, how is that chopping the man's money when you decide to walk away and not going to marriage with him? Amo, she chop drag, you know, say the man spend on you. And see, you know that this man might have some intention later. Why don't you declare eating the money? The boss had to spend on you before. Why don't you declare? What is the money that hook in your throat? All right, we move away from that. Another girl came out to tweet that. People are very funny. Even the one that attempted to steal my father's number from my phone is even talking. away. Auntie, you cannot just drop something like that now. Use your art. Use it very well. I really like that. Let's know the person so we all can know how to avoid them in our lives. You know, Instablog came out with a very wonderful receipt. What is Twitter? Sorry, X. What is that app without receipt? That is where the main evidence lies, my friend. So, Trust Nigerians on the app, they went all out to Zainab's page and dug up, like, re-digging, dug up screenshots, receipts, and more evidence that she was actually having the moment of her life while she was with this man. Guys, the stories that I saw, she tweeted around, I think, October. She said her first frame she was in Ghana, second frame she was in Dubai, third frame she was in Mauritius, and the fourth one she was in Kenya. My goodness, Nairobi, Kenya. Where next am I going to? Baby girl was having the time of her life. Then she went out to drop more receipts because somebody tweeted you should drop September dump and make it romantic. Where from your other partner? This girl was even calling the guy baby, my love. She was having great fun from these receipts I'm seeing. More ones are coming through. She saved the man's number with, to you, I belong. Did you hear that? To you, I belong. You, my lord. I belong to you, boo. This girl was happy because she was even happy that she met the man. She was even, the chat with this man did not give anything off that she was not interested. She even said that she could marry him right now. You know, so many things. This girl was having the moment of her life. Or was she pretending all along? Could that be it? Anyways, I thought that was where the whole story was going to just end. Let's publish this episode as soon as possible. But no, another evidence is reaching my table. So yeah, Nigerians went further to dig up more stories about this girl. As she was chopping Alhaji's money, this girl was also having fun with a younger guy. The guy has been all over the space. She retweets his pictures. They keep having back and forth comments and replies on the space. The guy posted something that he's doing wrong way and the girl commented, so proud of you. And she now put the love sign. Hey, somebody said, not judging, you know, but silently observing. Observation gang on it. We move further. There is this particular fresh 044247 platform on Instagram like that. This particular blog, I think, is based in Lorry. He tweeted that, omo, na this girl ganga bidiri iyawo Alhaji Oni gold. Omo. He said she was chopping the man's money and using the money to sponsor a younger guy. You dey collect from Peter, they feed poor. Somebody said your parents will read the fruit of their labor for supporting a thief. I'm just going to end this here. No more Aproko coming in. I'm not so worried. Anyways, that has been what has been happening on social media. I hope you enjoyed listening to my little amoeba. In case you find this interesting and you want more of these, please do well to rate me on Spotify and of course Apple Podcasts. Do well to follow me on social media, Instagram and Twitter at The Veracity Pod. And of course, Facebook at The Veracity Pod. Please rate me. Drop me your 2 cents or 2 kobo here in Nigeria if you are listening on Spotify. See you on the next one.